another episode of the Minnesota Fight Night podcast. I'm Brian Johnson. My co-host Sean Strauss, unfortunately, wasn't able to join us tonight. I know he's busy with a new job and whatnot, and so he'll be back soon, I'm sure. But we're happy to be joined by our old friend, our good friend, Gavin Hendrickson, who has a fight coming up here on Saturday night at Treasure Island. Gavin, thanks for joining me today. How you doing, man?
Feels good. It's kind of like a tradition that I always call you a few days before my fight to do the podcast, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I was happy to hear from you. So this is a, I think just talking to people about this card, I think there's a feeling that this might actually be the fight of the night. You're going up against Tyler Nystrom, who I know is also a very, very capable fighter. You're 2-0, he's 1-1. So tell me about it. How did this fight come together?
I really couldn't tell you exactly. Some people have been telling me for like the last couple of years about the Tyler Nystrom kid, that he could be an opponent in the future. I've never seen him fight or anything, but I think it's a good match. Everyone says he's, I think he had a good amateur career and stuff too, so.
Yeah, I've seen him fight. I actually have seen both of his fights. He lost to Chris Porter in his debut, and then just in his most recent fight back in January, scored a first-round knockout over Keith Jackson Jr., so that was very impressive. Obviously, we know, Gavin, what you can do. You're 2-0 with the one draw, actually. I should have mentioned that your last fight in December of 22, is that right? December of 22. So you've been off a little over a year now. So yeah, tell me about that. How what have you been up to here? And during that past year, have you just had some fights fall through, or just taken some time off, or what's up with that?
Wasn't by choice. I've been trying to get a fight the whole time, but there just wasn't really any fights in Minnesota. And then I was finally supposed to fight in St. Paul in December, and that one got canceled at the last minute. So yeah, this has been like the longest I've went without fighting, probably since I was like 16 or 17. But I've still been training a lot and sparring.
Yeah, and you're training there at Top Team. Yeah. So that's. How has that been going? You feel pretty good in training? You feel like you're in top condition for this fight?
I've been training for the Grandma's Marathon in Duluth in June, too. So I was already pretty light from that. So the weight cuts a lot easier this time.
Mm-hmm. And remind me, what weight are you fighting at here?
160 pounds, middleweight.
160. Okay. Yeah. So you're running the marathon. Is that kind of a new thing, or have you done marathons before?
Kind of on and off. I haven't done one for a while, but since I wasn't fighting, I decided that's probably a good hobby to keep myself in shape, even if I'm not able to fight as much as I want to. But
yeah, that's cool. I was just thinking back to your last fight there against Brandon Jenkins at the Hyatt Regency, I thought that was a very good fight. You know, as I said, it was a split decision draw. I actually thought you outboxed him and did enough to win that fight. I was looking at a post on that you posted on Instagram. Brandon has a big smile on his face when the decision was announced, and you're looking not too happy, but. No disrespect to Brandon, but I thought you probably did enough to win that fight. What are your what do you recall about that fight?
I got kind of sick like the week of, and I didn't feel that good. I got kind of tired, more tired than I normally would. I felt kind of weak and stuff, but I definitely want to get a rematch and fight him again.
Yeah, that'd be great. So. So this fight is taking place this Saturday. We're talking on Wednesday here. It'll be this Saturday, the 13th at Treasure Island Casino. It's, it looks like, I know they've had at least one fight fall through. Corey Thompson was kind of off again, on again to be on the card, and it looks like he's not going to be on it at this point. But I know Colton Warner's going to be fighting there, and Tim Bender, of course, your fight. What do you make of the card, and are there other fights that you're especially interested in?
Yeah, I'm guessing Colton will probably be the main event then. I'm always excited to get my fight over with so I can watch his fight after mine. So that fight, and Tim Bender, I heard he's a good, tough kid too from work gym.
Yeah, he'll be fighting Ramon Cruz, and we know Ramon is he can bring it too. He won his last fight against Ryan Dew, I believe it was. It looked very impressive there. So that should be a good fight as well. So what are you up to now? What, it's just a few days before the fight as we speak. Are you just kind of, I don't imagine you're doing any more sparring at this point. What's your kind of your mindset as you, in this last few days before the fight?
I'm like just trying to cut the weight, but I've been working out and running so much, I've been pretty light, so I don't really have to do too much weight cutting. But I took a couple of days off work so I can drive around and get people tickets and just relax a little bit, get some rest and stuff.
Yeah, tell me about that. It sounds like you have tickets for sale. Is there any how do people get in touch with you if they want to hit you up for a ticket?
On Facebook or Instagram, and I can deliver them to you. I still have like a handful left. So if you need tickets, you have to pay an extra fee if you get it online. So if you get it from me, it'll be cheaper.
Kind of wrap things up. Wonder if you could, you said you haven't seen much of Tyler Nystrom in the ring, but how do you feel overall that you match up with him, and how do you see this this fight going down on Saturday night?
I don't really know anything about him, but I know me, and I know I feel stronger and I'm in better shape than for any of my other fights, and weight's been low and I don't have any injuries or anything, so it'll be really nice to get back in the ring because it's been like a year and a half, so I'm excited.
Yeah, definitely look forward to that, Gavin, and always good to see you and to chat with you and see you in the ring. So any other parting thoughts before I let you go?
No, just thanks for having me on, Brian. I was like coming on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you, Gavin. We'll be back. Hopefully you'll be back soon, and we can talk about this fight and any other fights you have coming up. And I guess just one last thing, I like to talk to people about some of the boxing matches that they're maybe watching or interested in. Are there any fights coming up that you're especially interested in? Or
not really fighting, but I've been watching the Timberwolves, and I went to a Timberwolves game. I'm more excited for that lately, actually.
Yeah, you and me both. So. About the Wolves, they have a big game tonight. Big game in with the Nuggets, right? That'll be
Butler just scored 50 yesterday too, so it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet. I love the Timberwolves. Looking forward to hope they can make a nice run in the playoffs and bring a NBA title home to us. So, all right, Gavin. Well, thanks again for joining me, man. It's always good to see you, and good luck in your fight.
Yep, thanks, Brian. Bye.